This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Invited to join us here on the radio waves. You can dial in. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. In the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And nobody.
We've definitely been focusing on the economic situation presenting itself here in the United States, what with people losing jobs, businesses closing, the dollar being inflated beyond, well, recent memory, record-setting levels, according to the story we're about to give you from Cointelegraph.com. And gold, of course, is at record highs over the last week. Today, according to the Kitco price, it's at over $1,976 per ounce for an ounce of gold. That is, we're up in the, again, the record high range. It broke through its record high, which was right around $1,920 earlier this week.
Seems more fair to say the dollar is at a record low.
That's another way to look at it, absolutely. In fact, we're going to tell you more about why that is the case here. But in addition, there's like these gold-backed stable coins online as well. One of them is called Pax Gold. Pax Gold is an ounce of, represents a digital version of an ounce of gold that just crossed $2,000 today. So gold is likely, you know, they keep printing out those dollars. You're going to see the gold price continue to rise, and seems like Bitcoin's following suit as well, with Bitcoin staying firm at over $11,000 basically all week long, which it hasn't stayed for very long. It's kind of peaked up a couple times in the last 2 years at $11,000, but it hasn't really stayed for very long. Usually it falls right away down to around $9,000 or below. So we may see, you know, you never know what's going to happen in the world of cryptocurrency, but gold certainly has held its value historically against fiat currencies as a long-time hedge against inflation. And inflation, for listeners who aren't familiar, is the act of printing more money into existence, or incrementing zeros in a computer to create more money in existence of fiat money. That is to say, it was created by the fiat of the king, or in this case, the Federal Reserve. And Cointelegraph reporting, in a letter to investors released July 29th, Pantera Capital CEO Dan Moorhead noted that the United States has printed a shocking amount of money to, quote, combat the pandemic-induced financial crisis. Well, you're laughing because we know better. We know that printing money doesn't combat squat. It's not going to combat anything, except what it's going to do is it's going to steal value from the pockets of the people who are holding the other money, the other dollar bills.
It combats bankers having to work for a living, is what it is.
Right. Quote, the United States, get this, the United States printed more money in the month of June than in the first two centuries after its founding.
Wow. Money printer go brr.
Yeah, it just keeps on going.
I say print and print and print away, because none of my wealth is in dollars.
Last month, the U.S. budget deficit, $864 billion, was larger than the total debt incurred from 1776 to the end of 1979.
What could possibly go wrong?
Moorhead made it clear that Pantera Capital sees Bitcoin as the solution for the current crisis. He also contrasted the effects of money printing in recent months to how the equivalent amount of currency had performed across centuries. Quote, with that first trillion printed in U.S. dollars, we defeated the British imperialists, bought Alaska and the Louisiana Purchase, defeated fascism, ended the Great Depression, built the interstate highway system, and went to the moon, he said. Moorhead, now, of course, it wasn't because of printing that those things happened. I think that should be made clear. He's just saying that all those things occurred within the time frame he's referring to. He cited the resulting inflation as the main reason one should, quote, get out of paper money and into Bitcoin. According to the CEO, quote, there's no need for inflation-adjusted numbers with Bitcoin because there is no inflation slash hyperinflation. And just to expand a little further on what he's saying there, technically Bitcoin is inflationary in that it does, you know, the more Bitcoin is being mined into existence every 10 minutes, basically. There's, I think, what is it, 12 and a half? Or did it? No, it cut to 6.25. That's right. We had the halving earlier this year, so it cut the mining rate from 12.5 to 6.25 Bitcoin every 10 minutes. So the thing is, even though Bitcoin's inflationary in that the money keeps, you know, the amount of Bitcoin in circulation continues to go up, it's predictable. We know when the inflation rate of Bitcoin is going to cut in half.
And there's a finite amount of Bitcoin that will ever be produced.
Unless they change it.
Well, I mean,
which they could do. Everybody thinks they're not going to change it, but they could.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, but in theory, there will only be 21 million bitcoins ever printed.
I mean, they would kind of be undermining
whatever you want to call it.
They would be undermining their own thing.
It would be
to do that.
They would be, but they're already doing
that.
They'd
be undermining their own thing if they let the fees go to ridiculous rates and transactions.
Well, and they have.
That's what they're doing.
And you're right. So it's not impossible. I mean, they haven't done it. I think ultimately they haven't done it to such a degree that it's ultimately collapsed on itself.
Well, that's because in this case they're undermining it through negligence, whereas what you're talking about would be undermining it by actively doubling the amount of Bitcoin that they could print. So the negligence that nobody's referring to here is that when Bitcoin has reached its maximum capacity, and it has, and it has been for the last 4 years, basically.
Yeah.
Back in 2017, its fees peaked up because what happens is they didn't expand the potential, or they didn't expand the capacity for the network to handle more transactions. A very, very small amount of Bitcoin transactions can go through per second or per minute. And they've been at that level for quite a while. And so what ends up happening is people will bid, because you have to pay a fee every time you send a Bitcoin transaction. And that fee, back when a lot of us got into it, was like a cent or less than a cent for a Bitcoin transaction. Didn't matter how many Bitcoin you were sending.
I don't even think people understand how few transactions they process. It's something,
three a second or something.
I thought it was like maybe 10 or something like a second.
Yeah,
but 10 a second is nothing compared to like
Visa.
Yeah, compared to like
PayPal,
credit cards. Yeah, I mean, you're talking about, you know, I don't know, maybe 20,000 or more probably. Maybe it's much higher than that even. I just remember being super, super high relative to, you know, Bitcoin. But these are not problems that can't be solved. These are simply problems that they've refused to solve.
That's right.
At least to the extent that they need to be solved currently.
And as a result, Bitcoin fees over the last 2 days have hit over $5 on average, close to $5.60, right? I guess this was yesterday, $5.59 was the average fee paid. Now, the median fee, I think, is probably at around $3.50 to $4, but it's a lot of money. It's hundreds of times more than what it actually should be if it were able to scale up to the demand in the marketplace. But sadly, the programmers of Bitcoin have completely dropped the ball. They've been focusing on all these other things, like this thing called the Lightning Network, which still isn't in production yet. It's still not real. Like, it's in a test mode, and people have lost money on it.
I'm still amazed at how bad they managed to mess it up.
Yeah, it was a simple fix. All they had to do was increase the block size.
Yeah, that's all they had to do. It wasn't necessarily something that had to be, you know, long term. They didn't have to increase it to 4 megs. They could have just doubled it, right? And solved the problem.
They needed to double it again
eventually, but, you know, in the short term, it would have solved the problem. And they could have then gone on from there to solve the problem a different way that didn't involve increasing the block size further.
Yeah, I mean, when you have to fix something fast, you put in a kludge. Nobody likes doing it, but everybody does it. And because, you know, you have to keep your systems working. It's very disappointing, but I mean,
yeah, it is, because I like Bitcoin.
I'm very happy with Bitcoin Cash, Dash, Bitcoin SV, even.
You know what I'm really liking about Bitcoin though is that the sources are available, and so you could fork it, and people did,
and we
ended up with a competition, and I think that's something to remember, that as with all the faults in its developers and a team that that makes the decisions, they can't force it on the public because the original developers thought about these things.
The toll free number, if you want to join us here, it's 855-450 free. So we're talking about record money printing that's happening. Again, just the month of June, more money printing happening in the United States than the first 200 years that the United States existed as a country. More coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Another 83 tons in fake gold found in China. Crypto still much harder to counterfeit. Host Stefan Molyneux banned from YouTube. Receives $100,000 in crypto donations afterward. Reporters uncover $11 trillion in offshore government-sanctioned bank accounts. Bitcoin Cash still potentially private and unconfiscatable. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies. Getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
Got shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk. camp, whatever is on your mind. We're talking about the money printer. It's going big time. In fact, more money in the United States added in the process of inflation in just the month of June than in the first 200 years of the existence of the United States. That, according to Cointelegraph.com. With you in the studio here tonight, you've got Ian.
And Chris.
And nobody.
Hey, if you want to help local businesses accept cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin Cash and Dash, well, you can do that. In fact, they added Bitcoin SV recently, even a stablecoin, USD stablecoin, to the AnyPay system. And if for whatever reason you still want to use old BTC, you can do that with AnyPay for now. Over at AnyPayInc.com, that's where you can go to learn more about it. But you can be an ambassador to your local businesses. You know, get a local mom and pop signed up with AnyPay, and you actually can earn passive income for every purchase made in Bitcoin Cash and Dash at those businesses. So you go to AnyPayInc.com. You can learn more about AnyPay there. Or better yet, just go download the AnyPay Cash Register app at your Google or Apple app stores over at, whichever one you want. Download AnyPay Cash Register. Get it set up for yourself. Test it out. Get familiar with it. And then help local businesses get on board and start accepting cryptocurrency. Now, of course, it helps if you live in a place like Crypto Mecca here in Keene, New Hampshire, where there's literally like a dozen downtown businesses.
I think it's 14 or 15 now.
Like real life
like
businesses?
Brick and mortar retail, yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Although here the low hanging fruit has been plucked.
Has it?
Where you are, it probably hasn't.
Are there low hanging fruit for Bitcoin?
I would say that Roberta was probably the lowest hanging fruit.
She's the owner of Corner News.
She was
the first business to take Bitcoin here in 2013 was when she started.
Yeah, she got in real quick. Didn't take a lot of convincing.
Well, that's true. I mean, she was already friendly with us, though, you know, because she was a supporter of Cop Block, for instance, in the past. She has a little Corner News store here. It's got, you know, drinks and cigarettes and things like that. But she actually had Cop Block t-shirts in her store for some amount of time back when that was a thing here in
That's
New Hampshire.
Awesome.
Back when Silver Dave was doing metal, or he was doing silver. He was like minting silver his own personal mint that he built and was selling it for Sons of Liberty Mint. She was selling silver in her store. She was selling his silver
nice.
In her store. So she's kind of always been on board with helping out what we do. So I would definitely say she was a low-hanging fruit, but it helps if you actually are interested in Bitcoin, if you know business owners that are interested, or you can start from zero and just introduce them and turn them on to it. Check them out. Check out over at AnyPay, AnyPay Cash Register. That's the name of the app. So we're talking about the insane money printing going on here and how Bitcoin is not susceptible to political manipulation by politicians, although arguably Bitcoin's administrators or their programming team has really dropped the ball on keeping Bitcoin scaling up to whatever the demand in the marketplace is. It is failing big time once again. Now, for the last couple of years, we saw typical Bitcoin fees at around $2, maybe $1.50. If you were lucky, you know, you might catch a day where it was 60 cents to a dollar for a Bitcoin transaction, but not in the last few weeks. It's been going up and going up, and now we're seeing $5, $6. I paid a $9 fee the other day to send some Bitcoin to reload I think it was a Bitcoin vending machine. Either way.
Yeah, this is why
it's
always
crazy.
When I get crypto in, I always convert to Bitcoin Cash or some other cryptocurrency first before I start making smaller transactions with it because it's just costly.
Yeah. I don't understand, truly, I do not understand why Bitcoin is considered so much more valuable by a lot of traders. I mean, for it to be at a 40x factor with so many coins that work way better just is bizarre. But then again, as Milton Friedman pointed out, the market can stay irrational longer than you can stay solvent.
Yeah, that's true. And, well, I mean, Bitcoin does have the first mover advantage. It was the first cryptocurrency. There's a lot of people who are Bitcoin-only fanatics. They believe Bitcoin is the one true coin.
I think it comes down to is most people don't use cryptocurrency as a currency.
No, they don't.
They use it as
an investment vehicle.
Yeah, as an investment vehicle.
Speculative investment.
Right, speculative. Exactly. You couldn't have said it better. And it's just at the end of the day, you know, until you have people actually using it in the real world, right, and brick and mortar and online and everywhere else, and there's some online and there is some brick and mortar, but it's a lot of it's focused in certain areas, and most of the people who are using it ultimately end up not being in it for, you know, its useful properties as a currency, but as an investment, which to me doesn't, I mean,
that's not the point,
but it's not really, it's not really what people should be using cryptocurrency for.
Right.
It should be as a medium of exchange.
And the thing is, I don't understand how that can be in the long run, a good investment when the coin
doesn't do what it's supposed to. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, people are going to get sick of paying those transaction fees, and they're going to get long transactions.
Particularly if it doesn't go up in value, right? It has, but if it's, you know, unless you get more new investors, you know, at some point it's not going to go up anymore, and you're just going to be paying ridiculous fees.
Right, because if everybody just buys this thing and holds on to it,
yeah,
what's the point of that?
Yeah.
You know, the reason why Bitcoin was useful was because you could do things like micropayments. You can't anymore, but originally you could. There was a whole website that a listener of ours, actually, Doug Scribner, who is a longtime listener, supporter here on Free Talk Live, he created this website called Watch My Bit. And we had him on to talk about it when he was promoting it at different Bitcoin conferences back in the day. And what it was it was a video streaming site that allowed the video creator to monetize directly from the viewer. So instead of a YouTube advertiser model, this was a, hey, pay me 5 cents and you can watch the video kind of a model. Or you could set the price, right? So if it was 10 cents or a dollar or
a donation.
Whatever donation. Or you could just let it be whatever the person wanted to donate, right? So maybe they only want to give you a cent or 2 cents or whatever.
I love the tipping model personally.
But that was a model that worked with Bitcoin in the past. But then because the Bitcoin reached its maximum capacity and the fee started going up, well, now if you want to send 50 cents worth of Bitcoin, you got to include a $3 fee on top of that. No one's going to do that.
That's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. I don't know that the crypto or Bitcoin's value is, you know, gone to zero. But it's
it has said 11,000.
No. I mean in terms of its usefulness, as a currency, but it's certainly gone way down relative to other cryptocurrencies.
Right. If you're not sending large amounts of money with Bitcoin, it's not useful.
Right.
Yeah. And I feel badly because nearly all of what I sell is Bitcoin.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish I could tell these people that, you know, there's no reason to use BTC as opposed to the rest of the crypto.
And the crazy thing about that is, you know, where Bitcoin's accepted, every place I've seen where Bitcoin was accepted, they've also accepted Bitcoin Cash. So there's not even
online,
a reason,
like
online or off. Can you think of any places that didn't accept Bitcoin Cash? Because all the major platforms, you know, accept it. So are intermediary platforms that people use to accept cryptocurrency. So
that's because I know BitPay at one point took on Bitcoin Cash allowed all their customers to start accepting it in one fell swoop, whether they cared or not, because they could convert it one way or the other.
Yes.
So 855, 450, free. And by the way, tomorrow is Bitcoin Cash's third birthday.
What is it?
Yeah. Yay. August 1st, 2017. 855, 450, free like freedom. That was the very first time Bitcoin split. We can tell you more.
Ancestry, the global leader in family history and consumer genomics, released results of a survey commissioned to understand how consumers viewed their health risks during the COVID-19 pandemic. According to results, almost half of all Americans and nearly 50% of parents said the COVID-19 pandemic has increased their interest in understanding their possible genetic health risks. Dr. Ron Park, Executive Vice President of Health and DNA at Ancestry.
The COVID-19 pandemic has made clear to many people the importance of taking proactive actions to protect their health and their family's health. The survey shows that this applies to not only concerns specific to COVID-19, but also other health issues such as genetic risks.
Ancestry Health, launched last year to increase access to personalized preventive health care, will soon be powered by next-generation sequencing, an advanced technology that provides a comprehensive analysis of inherited health risks. Visit Ancestry.com/health.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Federal Appeals Court has overturned the death sentence of the convicted Boston bomber and ordered a new trial for the penalty phase. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis says his state is getting ready for Hurricane Isaias, the governor declaring a state of emergency in all of the counties along the eastern coast. The governor telling residents,
"While we can't be certain of the exact track of the storm, and we certainly can't be sure about the intensity it will ultimately reach, we do expect to see impacts to the state of Florida, even if the storm remains off our shore."
The governor also reminding residents,
"So please keep up with official updates and make sure you have a plan and have 7 days worth of food, water, and medicine."
Wall Street ending the week on an up note with the Dow closing up 114 points. You're listening to USA Radio News. With the report on how our money was coming and going in June, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Americans' personal income falling a little more than expected in June, but personal spending took a slightly bigger jump than analysts had predicted. Personal income fell by 1.1% last month, when experts had forecast a 0.3% drop. Meanwhile, personal spending increased 5.6% when the analysts were expecting a 5.3% rise. People spent the most money on clothing and shoes, health care, and food services. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows says the Trump administration has made 4 different offers to extend unemployment benefits and eviction protection to Democrats, but they've all been rejected. Meadows also adding that Democrats left town without making any counteroffers to their proposals as well. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you bring up what you want. Right here, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom, 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com, and I'm sure they're going to be celebrating the third anniversary of Bitcoin Cash over at Bitcoin.com. In fact, I saw their most recent podcast/video show that they do on YouTube had also been celebrating the third anniversary, which again starts is tomorrow. So go to Bitcoin.com. You can learn about Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash there. They give you kind of an introductory thing. And there's also, of course, the way that you can buy Bitcoin Cash in dozens of different payment methods through local.bitcoin.com, or go to their news site to get the latest news headlines about Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash and the cryptocurrency world. It's Bitcoin.com. We're talking about the crazy money printing going on, where, and it's not just printing of money, it's also the incrementing of numbers in computer systems and the banking system, things like that. And then, of course, giving those new dollars that they've printed out to their politically connected buddies in industries like the airline industry, which is already burning through $25 billion worth of handouts that they got earlier this year, and now they're bellying out for another possible $35 billion. So that's going on, and of course plenty of other government-connected agencies and industries have been lining up at the trough, so to speak. According to Cointelegraph.com, Goldbug Peter Schiff is also concerned about the effects of money printing. He noted that comments by the chair of the Federal Reserve, Jerome Powell, who said this week the Fed was using its, quote, full range of tools, unquote, to respond to the pandemic, printing money, keeping interest rates close to zero, and making asset purchases steady at $120 billion per month. Quote, the U.S. is about to experience one of the greatest inflationary periods in world history, Schiff said recently on Twitter. He said further, quote, any credibility the Fed has left will be lost. Federal Reserve notes soon won't be worth a continental, unquote. Now, what is a continental? Well, it was paper money that the U.S. was at one time exchanged for treasury bonds at 1% of its face value. And wasn't that during the Civil War?
Revolution.
Oh, was it the Revolution?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was put out by the Continental Congress.
Didn't they do some sort of scam paper during the Civil War, too,
they
though?
They did. The South had a currency.
Is it the greenback? Did they call it back
that
then?
That also went down to, like, zero value afterward. And I think they had issues people accept with accepting it because, you know, if they lost, then it wouldn't be worth anything.
Right.
Yeah, the greenback, I think, was actually silver-backed.
Oh, wow. Oh,
yeah,
that's over.
But it, and other things weren't during the war. We think of it as one long period of the gold standard, but the reality is every time countries went to war, they would generally drift away from the metal standard. They'd start lying and cheating, and then it would take them a while to get their poop back in a group after the war. So you can see, like, falls in the value of the dollar during the Civil War and the Revolution.
Despite widespread fears over inflation, many experts predict consumer prices will actually go into a period of deflation. And they say that's what happened in Australia this week, where ABC News reported that the consumer prices in the country actually dropped 1.9% in June. It's a record for deflation since the Korean War. However, many pundits believe the inflation is actually hidden in asset prices rather than consumer prices, and that money printing has underpinned the share market rally in the midst of the pandemic. Pantera Capital revealed its investment strategy for riding out the pandemic. Quote, stay long crypto until schools/daycare open. Until then, the economy won't function and money will be continuously printed. So I don't know who Pantera Capital is. I certainly don't endorse anything that they say as far as how to invest. I'm not an investment advisor, but my intention is to stay in crypto for the rest of my existence.
My intention is to invest in things that make me money, not things that stay the same in value or go down in value or just go up a little bit.
Well, I have the expectation that cryptocurrency, now which ones will win in the long run, I don't know, but I have the expectation that cryptocurrency is going to stick around and is going to become more valuable over time.
Sure. I think you're right on that one. I just don't know that it's necessarily like, you know, cryptocurrencies are a little bit less predictable, I think, than other types of investments.
Yeah.
So if you have an investment where you're going to double your money in a certain amount of time, and you can be pretty confident in that, I'm going to probably put money in that.
Those investments don't exist.
Yeah,
I mean, for the most
you
part.
Know of something like that, bro? Because don't hold out on it.
Okay, whatever the
number
is.
A lot of times there's scams. If somebody comes to you and says they're going to double your money, look out.
Well, I mean, it depends.
I doubled my money pretty frequently selling weed.
That's true. Yeah, if you can flip a product for twice the amount, then.
Yeah, I mean, most businesses. Okay, so it depends on how you're looking at it, but, you know, most businesses, you know, whatever you're paying for that product at retail is going to be two or more times, you know, what they're getting it at.
Sure.
Now, obviously, there's costs involved in it, running a business and so on.
Like
so
paying staff.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So you might not actually be doubling your money, but depending on the length of time that you're talking about, too, you can also potentially double your money. If you're talking about a really long period of time, you know, obviously, you could probably double your money.
No doubt. I mean, but a lot of that involves pretty serious work and some risk, right? Like,
obviously.
You don't just get to put some money into a thing and then take twice as much out.
If I'm 85 years old, it's going to be in crypto. It's not going to be in, you know, some sort of investment that I have to wait 3 years on to see a return.
Yeah.
Yeah. But obviously the 3-year investment is probably going to be, you know, a more risky investment too. So, and when you're older, obviously you want less risk because you're not going to be around. You can't just wait it out.
Wait, when you're older, I think you'd want more risk.
No, not necessarily.
Not generally.
Not generally, yeah. No, usually it's
because the thing
when
is risks take time to materialize.
Yeah.
So you know, you're probably not going to see the benefit. Maybe your children will, but also, you know, if you lose a big hunk of money when you're old, you can't just necessarily go out and get a job and
you wouldn't want to risk everything. Could you imagine? So, I mean, I just think about there was this lady in Keene who wanted to put 70% of her, you know, retirement monies into Bitcoin, and then there was that like $20,000, and we were like, bad idea. And then it dropped to, you know, under $10,000. And
did she
like,
put her money in?
She didn't, thank God.
Oh, okay.
But it's like, you know, when you're retirement and that's all your money and you don't even have that much. You don't want to risk it like that.
Well, that's why I wasn't going to suggest that people risk their entire portfolio or all their earnings or whatever. But, you know, if you're really old, then you got nothing to lose. I mean, if you, you know, if you have some savings, then you can take extreme risks with some of that, I would think.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Maybe to some degree or some portion of it, it would still make sense. But
yeah, I'm not saying all of it.
You don't want to, you know, well, I mean, like you say, I frequently hear you say, you don't want to invest more than you can afford to lose.
That's right. So exactly. So if you want to join us here, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. So we were talking about the money printing that's just been getting crazy. As around us, we're seeing some pretty crazy news coming from economic factors like, here's one for you, the Motley Fool reporting, almost half of all the jobs lost during the pandemic may be gone permanently. COVID-19's outbreak has done a number on the U.S. economy, which always the media says this, but the reality is it's the government and the restrictions that have done a number on the U.S. economy. If people had just treated COVID-19 like they did with every other flu and pandemic that had come out, which is to say, do nothing differently and just go about their lives, then we wouldn't have had huge job losses. We wouldn't have businesses going under left and right. Maybe some more people would be dead, but at the very least, you wouldn't have the suicides. You wouldn't have the businesses being destroyed. And it's just getting started. By the way, we get the Dunkin' Donuts shutting 800 stores very soon. Now, that's only 8% of their stores. They've got an S-load of stores out there, but
still a lot of stores.
And I think that's probably pandemic, you know, crackdown.
It probably is, yeah.
There's not as many people. If you are in the habit of going to get coffee and a donut every single morning, which is not a good habit to have, but if that was the habit that you had, and then all of a sudden you don't have a job anymore, or there's a potential that you're not going to have a job, maybe you're going to tighten your budget a little bit and decide, well, I guess I'll make my own coffee at home and forgo the donuts.
Or if you're not going out and you're working from home, you're just going to make your own coffee. You're not going to go out, get coffee, and then come back.
And you're probably not going to go out and get donuts and come back. Right? So fewer people likely going to get coffee and donuts, meaning 800 stores closing, and a lot of people out of work. They're saying here a lot of these jobs aren't going to come back. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. If you want to join us, you can here on Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them, around the world, around the clock. Our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you dial in. Free, bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Coming up, a LSD mastermind is being released from federal prison. It's great news. We'll tell you about that one. We'll change gears a little bit here because there's plenty of economic disaster news out there that we can continue to talk about. On the other hand, there's some pretty bright, signs on the horizon in the world of cryptocurrency and, of course, gold. Gold backs are being printed out at record levels. They're having to increase their production capacity at the manufacturer. The manufacturer of gold back, it's a company called Valarum. They are basically, they don't have time to do anything except gold backs. They used to do like these other little notes that they had, and now it's all gold backs is what they're doing. So they need to increase their ability to make more so they can do other things as well. We can talk about any of that stuff. Again, Dunkin' Donuts closing 800 locations. The story here at the Motley Fool is about jobs that are gone and probably not going to return anytime soon. According to their story, the U.S. has been plunged into a deep recession, sending unemployment levels skyrocketing. In fact, jobless claims reached a record high in April, and while things improved slightly in May and June, new restrictions could send the unemployment rate even higher in the coming months. We spoke earlier this week about the Washington Post editorial that was demanding a near total lockdown. They said we need to have 90% of the population locked down. They were saying farm workers need to lock down, truckers need to lock down, basically shut down the entire food supply.
Do you want to starve to death?
Yeah. That's what I was going
to say. Let's just lock them up.
Yeah, that'd be great. Unfortunately, that's not going to happen, and we're seeing crackdowns happening elsewhere in places like California. It looks like Vermont is going with a mask mandate, I think, starting this weekend or Monday. States all across the United States are doing this. Even our very own Keene, New Hampshire, is considering
when is that coming into effect in Keene? Because
it hasn't been voted on yet.
Oh, it hasn't been voted on.
Next Thursday.
Do they even have the authority to do that?
I don't know.
So
I think we should find out.
Wasn't there a case in Nashua where somebody took it to court and they lost?
The initial court case in Nashville was apparently a loss, but I don't know if that was just a motion to dismiss or if that was the case itself. So I'm not sure
what
happened.
That would certainly be interesting to seeing what happened there and why. I remember reading, I don't know if I read the story or if I just read the headline or something like that, but I know there was a case and they lost. And so, I don't know, I kind of feel like we're, you know, to bring a lawsuit is to basically ask the court system to basically rule on itself because they themselves are, you know, mandated masks. So
Well, there's a difference between doing something administrative, which mm-hmm. judges have a very wide latitude to administrate the court, to make rules that are arbitrary on a whim. Those conveniences do not in theory apply to city governments, especially in New Hampshire, where the city governments are very limited in what they can do without permission from the legislature.
Correct. Yeah, I mean, sure, I see what you're saying, but I have a hard time imagining that they would rule differently just on the basis of the historically, you know, they generally will give for any kind of health-related emergencies like this, they will give broad
leeway
to, you know, governors and things of this nature in the United States. So
they may.
I don't know.
You may be right about that.
Yeah, but it is a good question. How long can it go on for, right? You would presume that at some point it has to stop.
Businesses are going to go under. I mean, I had a local business owner, and I'm not going to say who it was, but a very successful local business owner saying that she's expecting restaurants and bars close. Because right now, when you go into a bar, we've got a local bar that takes cryptocurrency here in town. You go into that bar, there's not a single person wearing a mask. Everybody seems to be just fine, all's well. You know, it's just like normal walking into that particular bar. If that bar goes mask only, those people aren't going to come in. A lot of them are just not going to come in. They're just going to stay home. They'll drink alone. And
do we have any percentage? I'm curious what the percentage of the population, particularly in New Hampshire, is in terms of, you know, what percentage are for and against, you know, the mask.
That's because a great question.
I would think that would have some impact. But then again, people who are wearing masks, you think, wouldn't be going to the bars. So I don't know.
Yeah, and I did hear that one of the bars is already just preemptively going to go mask only. That's what I heard the other day. Mm-hmm. So we'll see how that turns out for them.
Do you know which one?
I don't want to go out on a limb. I'm not 100% on that. But anyway, if you want to weigh in and kind of tell us what's going on in your area, are things getting worse or are things getting better? What's your perspective on this? The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Here's a little bit more about the job situation. Rising joblessness, says Motley Fool, could coincide with the end of the $600 weekly unemployment boost that's been keeping millions of Americans afloat these past few months. That $600 boost, which Marsh's CARES Act provided for, expires at the end of July. But because of the way states pay for their unemployment benefits on a weekly cycle, for most jobless folks, it's already gone. Meanwhile, lawmakers are gearing up to present a new stimulus package to provide ongoing relief during the COVID-19 crisis, and extended unemployment is a big part of it, but a continuation of the $600 boost is unlikely to happen. In fact, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin, who, by the way, hates Bitcoin, has already come out and said that boosted unemployment will, going forward, amount to more like an extra $188 to $310 per week. Why not extend the full $600? Lawmakers say it's a deterrent for workers to return to a job, since with it, some out-of-work Americans make more money on unemployment than they do in an employment capacity.
But, wow, you think incentives matter?
This seems
I didn't know politicians knew that.
This seems like such a bad idea. You want people to work. You shouldn't not want people to work. I kind of understand wanting to, you know, from their perspective, wanting people to stay home, but, you know, you want people to stay home and be productive, not stay home and not be productive, if that makes any sense.
Another argument against the boost is the jobless claims we're seeing right now represent a temporary problem, one that's likely to go away once the outbreak wanes or an effective vaccine is made widely available. Of course, that asks, you know, begs another question is, are they going to mandate the vaccine? In which case, I hope that we're going to see more pushback against a mandatory vaccine than we're seeing against the masks.
You want to jab something in my arm? Send bachelors.
Yeah, mandatory. Yeah, any kind of blood draws or, you know, mandatory vaccines is just
that may cross a line for some people.
Oh yeah, I would hope that crosses a line that line should be clearly drawn in the sand. The mask thing, but drawing blood or, you know, injection of something into somebody's body? No. That's...
Oh, trust us. We're the government. We wouldn't inject something questionable into your veins.
Yeah, that's a personal
issue. Just ask all the soldiers that we experimented on. Yeah.
Ever heard of the Tuskegee Airmen?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not. You know, what's funny is I probably would go ahead and get that, you know, get that injection for the virus. But I don't think, you know,
you would get the vaccine.
I probably would, but you know, maybe not right away. But I would probably, yeah, I would certainly consider getting it. And but I certainly wouldn't want to enforce it onto somebody else. I mean, that's just what is wrong with people.
Well, but the people who support the vaccines, they want everybody to get it because they want their so-called herd immunity, right? They want to have, I think, at least 3/4 of the population vaccinated.
Well, that's not necessarily clear what the story is with that yet anyway. So you can't really even all right, let's assume that's correct, right? It's still a violation of your personal liberty.
Absolutely.
That's
been going on this whole time.
My opinion of this is basically you cannot use violence against another person to, you know, make yourself or society so to speak safer. That's just, you can't justify violence with violence. Like it's not even violence. It's a safety, but it's not violence. So yeah, it's messed up.
It's violence when they're going to try to force my arm down.
Right. It's like I understand the wanting to be safer part. I get that. Totally get that. And you can take some action to make yourself safer, but you cannot justify, you know, the violence that you are going to, you know, advocate for, you know, when you are not yourself being, you know, the violence isn't being used against you or your community or whatever.
If you want to join the show, 855-450-FREE. In April, 78% of those in households experiencing job loss felt the situation would be temporary. But now, 47% of them think the job loss is likely to be permanent, according to the Associated Press in a recent poll. All told, roughly 10 million workers may need to find a new employer after the pandemic wraps up, and some might need to switch gears and find a new profession altogether. But meanwhile, they say the pandemic is a long way from being over, and until the situation improves, those who are out of work will likely need assistance for a long time. And so they're talking about this new HEROES Act. So the first one was the CARES Act. Mm. The next one is the HEROES Act, where they're talking
more
about
disturbing.
More money, mo money, 855, 450 free, which means more printing of money, which means likely more prices going up of the price of gold and other things like cryptocurrencies. 855, 450, free like freedom. You can join us on the radio. Hour 2's next. Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? You kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you?
I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.